And bring in our special guest for the 5:30 segment. Let's talk scheduling with the one and only Matt Brown from SB Nation and Vanquish the Foe. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. I mean, anytime the lead-in to having me on a show is talking about making out in the backseat of cars, I feel like I'm definitely on the right radio show.
I know that you're all about going up to Make Out Mountain. Don't act like you weren't in high school or college. You take that drive. She's like, where are we going, sure. Matt? Oh, I have this perfect lookout.
Perfect spot.
It's a very romantic place.
You can see the whole city.
The lights are just amazing. We'll just sit and talk the entire time about feelings, about the future, about your goals. We're not going to make out, trust me.
I mean, I grew up in Ohio, so it's more like make out like mount instead of a mountain. But I can't confirm or deny such a place may have existed. My first car was this. I'm going to get thrown off the air for telling you, but I had, like, this 1985 old Cutlass, my first car. Like, the inside of that was bigger than my first apartment. It's, like, 26 feet long. It would be a shame to just use that and, like, just talk. I'm going to jail now, so let's talk about this.
No,
later.
Because the thing is, you can make out, or you could just sit there, you know, in Utah Valley, you go to Make Out Mountain. Sometimes you don't even make out. You just sit there, eat some ice cream or frozen yogurt, and you spoon. So it's whatever you have time for, whatever you have room for in that vehicle. Keeping it clean, obviously. Matt, let's talk about scheduling. Yeah. 2016, it looks like Southern Miss is no longer a part of BYU schedule, which this is a very brutal schedule, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, like, this year's schedule is pretty difficult for BYU, but when you look at next year, when you're going to be replacing the quarterback, replacing a tailback, replacing some guys in that defense, and arguably it's an even harder schedule. It's not finished yet, but you've got UCLA, you've got Michigan State that's playing at a top 10 level right now. You've got Mississippi State that's playing about as well as they have in the last decade. You've got Utah on there, Cincinnati. There's a bunch of very, very good teams. And that makes trying to find the last couple of slots maybe a little bit more complicated because you don't want to overschedule yourself.
Yeah, that was something that was interesting for me was with BYU trying to stay relevant and pretty much put their resume out there to for P5 schools that, hey, we belong. You know, they kind of have to walk this line of, you know, do we have this awesome schedule and play all these P5 schools, or should we throw in some cupcakes? What do you think? Because if you have a good schedule, I mean, potentially it could go the wrong way and only come away with a couple wins.
Yeah, that's part of the calculus for every athletic director that's setting up a schedule. If you're kind of a bad team, you know, not BYU, and you're thinking, well, I could go schedule a couple of these really big games and get myself a guaranteed paycheck and get on ESPN. I'm not going to do that in, like, Conference USA. But if I get you know, curb stomps for three games, I'm not going to make a bowl. Didn't really help me. So you got to think about that here, too. And obviously, you want to be able to get some of these really big-profile games, especially for BYU. You want to make sure you have that in September when a lot of these big Power 5 teams have more schedule flexibility. But then you have to look at the rest of your slate. You have to make sure that you're going to be able to get at least six wins so you can still get that bowl game that's set up there and then try to be a little bit strategic about it. Now, that being said, you know, if somebody like Alabama calls up BYU next year and was like, hey, would you like to play us? You know, maybe you make some calls to try to find a way to make that work.
You got to find some home games here on this 2016 schedule. You know, I don't know, you know this better than me, but understanding the Big Ten, I think that's the conference that you cover the most. And looking at the 2016 home schedules for most of these teams, BYU obviously a different bear because they're independent. But, I mean, how many teams are struggling in getting home games right now outside of BYU?
I think that's kind of a struggle for anybody who does not have the financial resources to consistently get one-off games. If you're Ohio State, for example, and you want to schedule a team that just come to Columbus and you don't want to go play at their place, you have to pay them for that game. And if you're like for Ohio State, they're paying, I think, UNLV and Oregon State, they're paying them like $1.4 million. Wow. BYU is going to Michigan this season, and Michigan's not coming to Provo. BYU is getting a check for $1.3 million. Like, that's a lot of money. And BYU is, I mean, even though they're doing okay financially, they're not really in a position where they can cut a $1 million check to say, you know, bring in New Mexico State or something or somebody that's lower. So you'll notice that most of these are home and homes. I mean, that leaves a lot of stuff that you got to juggle. I mean, that does make it a little bit difficult to secure these home games. And you've got a bunch of people who are only willing to play you if you go to their place. And if you're going to go play somebody who's worse than you, you probably have to give them a road game too, or the financials become a little bit more complicated.
So you talked about UMass being scheduled to play at Provo in 2016. You need two more home games. Is that correct? And what are you looking at? Who are the potential teams that should be scheduling BYU for a visit to Provo?
Yeah, it's tricky here because the dates that BYU needs are all in mid-October or late November. And that complicates things a little bit because a lot of these smaller conferences already have their conference schedule set and they don't have open dates. And so there's not a ton of teams across the country that have flexibility at all in 2016. One team that I think makes a ton of sense is Tulane. BYU gave Tulane a free home game in 2009. I was living in New Orleans then. It was the first BYU game I ever saw. They won by like 40 points. Mm-hmm. They didn't request the home game back. Tulane still has two games and they need to schedule. And the American Athletic Conference has shown great flexibility in allowing teams to play BYU in October and in November. So it seems like that would be a relatively easy phone call. Like, hey, Tulane, there aren't really that many other good teams available. You kind of owe us one. Well, why don't you go bring both of your fans and you can come play here in Utah? So I would.
What did you say? How many fans?
Yeah. Both of them. They might have three. Like I'll tell you this. Like I know it's different now because now the Green Wave have like an on-campus stadium. But when I went to this game, they're playing in the Superdome, which has the air conditioning set to like negative 30 because they're used to having 30,000-40,000 people in there, and there were like maybe 1,000. And they were all BYU fans. Like I sat like in the second row, and I could hear people cuss like on the field because it was so empty.
Oh yeah, I played in that game. I played in that game, that's one thing I do remember. It was obviously the lack of fans, but dude, you would go out for a series, and you'd be drenched, and as soon before you even sat down on the bench to drink water, you'd be shivering. Like where's my jacket at? Where's my jacket? Because the sweat would dry up so fast. You'd be so cold.
And it was like 92 degrees and just total swamp butt outside too. It was like this weirdest thing. Like, of course I didn't bring a hoodie. It's September in freaking New Orleans. But yeah, I remember being very, very uncomfortable.
So you got Tulane on that list. Who else?
You got Tulane. Yeah. So one of the only other teams I think may be interesting is Buffalo. But BYU typically doesn't play a whole lot of teams in the MAC. They have a future scheduled game with a home-at-home with NIU in the future. But Buffalo also only has two games. There's a little bit of flexibility for them to play a game in October, since a couple of the MAC teams sometimes play Army during that time and they can schedule a bye week. But the interesting thing about Buffalo here is that I know that BYU tried to schedule Syracuse a couple of years ago, in part because they wanted to give their football players a chance to go see church historical sites of Palmyra. That fell through. I think they ended up with UConn. But Buffalo's only about an hour and a half away from there. So if BYU is looking for a chance to get an October game, and maybe they can kind of connect that with a road trip in 2018 or something, that gives them potentially a chance to give their football players a chance to go to upstate New York and see some of these church sites and then get a game that they need in October. Like, Buffalo's not really that good. They have a new coach. Maybe they'll be better in a couple of years. But that's a team that has some flexibility and is still looking for a couple of open dates.
So we saw Mississippi, move some scheduling around, and obviously BYU's in the situation. Do you see other teams doing that for BYU? If BYU came with an offer,
it's certainly possible. BYU was able to do some rearranging, I think, with UNLV to go get the Missouri game for this season, and if a similar opportunity presented itself, they may be able to work that out. I think it would have to happen relatively quickly because there's a lot of moving parts of this stuff, and there's not a ton of open teams for 2016. But if the right opportunity showed up, especially maybe for a little bit of a higher profile team to come to Provo, they can move some things around. Maybe they could postpone these road trips to make it work.
Any other teams apart from Tulane and Buffalo that you see has opening slots for BYU and Provo?
So I think the most likely scenario for one of those games is going to be an FCS team. I think BYU's played an FCS. I think they played an FCS team every season they've been independent. If not, they've done it like every year before one. Mm-hmm. And they charge way less money to get a guaranteed game than an FBS team does. You know, BYU might be able to get away with bringing Idaho State to Provo and pay $200,000 instead of $1 million or half $1 million. And there's so much more flexibility. So I couldn't begin to tell you which FCS team. I know that the Weber and Idaho State have kind of been in that rotation before, but that's probably, I would say, one of the other later November games. And from there, like the pool is really small. You have Eastern Michigan. Potential. Our Army's full, but they have a bunch of games that aren't set to a date yet. So maybe they can work something out there. Probably nobody that's going to make fans really excited.
How is it that Navy's never a part of this conversation? I know Tom Homo has talked about, Bronco Mendenhall's talked about wanting to schedule the academies. Air Force, obviously in the Mountain West Conference, that's not going to happen. But Navy, why not Navy?
Well, now it's going to be pretty much impossible to get Navy on the schedule because they're in a conference. So they have nine of their games now or eight of their games are set for the American, and then they're locked into playing Air Force, they're locked into playing Army, and they're locked into playing Notre Dame because they've been playing those teams here for forever. So Navy functionally only has one open slot a year. And they might use that on BYU at some point, but it's probably going to make more sense for Navy to schedule like VMI or the Citadel or something that they can consistently beat because their goal is to get to 6-7 wins a season. And it's going to be difficult in the American where they're going to be at a size disadvantage against every team. Now, for Air Force and Army, like I think it's a good question, too. My understanding was that like BYU and Army had tried something before and things got called off and they had a coaching transition. But BYU has made it super clear that they absolutely want to play one of those games, one of those teams, that they're willing to do it away from Provo. They're willing to do it at an exotic neutral site. They want their players to have that experience. It's a question here of having room on the schedule and maybe for Army maybe not wanting to play teams that they know are gonna beat them pretty badly because they just need wins right now.
When people, analysts, fans, view any team and just judging them and just the perception, you always judge off of wins and losses, right? It's pretty simple. With BYU being independent, trying to stay relevant, do you think BYU going 10-2 or 11-1, maybe 13-0, wherever it may be, against a cupcake of schedule, it would give them more chatter, more relevancy than scheduling these tougher Power Five teams and maybe going 8-5 or 7-6?
That's a tough question. I think if we look at things historically the past couple of years, you can win 12 or 13 games, a really outlandishly high number, but you don't really play anybody, then you get a chance to get that spotlight for just that one year. And then you get a chance to play against a big team, and if you haven't played anybody, chances are you're probably going to get smoked. Look at the Colt Brennan Hawaii teams, some of these MAC teams from the early 2000s. If you're looking to build something that's really sustainable, which is what BYU is trying to do, and be able to have this compelling story to tell the recruits, you have to be able to play teams that are good. I know it can be frustrating when you've been kind of consistently 8-5-ish the past couple of years, and you play six really good teams and you only beat two. But I think if you're trying to build success and put yourself in a position to compete at a higher level for multiple years, you're going to have to play good teams, otherwise you're not going to be able to get good players. So this seems to be the right strategy. It's just a matter of can they beat enough of these teams in the same season.
We're up against a break. Matt, thank you for telling us about Mount Makeout or Hilly. I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
And your very first vehicle being bigger than your apartment, your first apartment, the scheduling update, loved it.